I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Celebrate mom in style at Allegretto Vineyard Resort on Mother's Day, May 10th. Treat yourself to an indulgent brunch experience featuring everything from fresh salads and Mediterranean grazing boards to made-to-order omelets and a prime rib carving station. Enjoy sweet favorites like chocolate-covered strawberries, mini cheesecakes, tiramisu cups, and more. Plus, mimosas and rosé spritz to toast the occasion. This is a celebration that the whole family will love for an unforgettable Mother's Day at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Have you heard how sarcopenia and how it affects the body and the health? If you are over or near 50, listen up. Doctors have found that after 50, more protein is needed to prevent age-related loss of muscle mass and strength in the body. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Protein is the key that promotes muscle maintenance and immune help. Muscle strength becomes increasingly important as one ages to maintain independence at home, enjoying family time, and doing everyday chores. Obtain healthy whole food protein by eating fish, eggs, milk, Greek yogurt, beans, and nuts. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, May 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Early voting for San Luis Obispo County begins this week. Paso Robles City Council to begin review of budget expenditures and revenues. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The county elections office has announced that mail ballots will be sent out starting today, and drop boxes for voting in San Luis Obispo County will open on Tuesday. May 4th marks an important day for the primary election, according to the clerk recorder's office. The satellite Atascadero elections office will open to the public, and both it and the San Luis Obispo elections offices will begin offering a new method of early voting. Voters can cast their mail ballot at the office without using a return envelope. This will require the voter to complete and sign a brief form, with the signature being checked immediately against their voter record. One advantage of using this new method is that ballots cast in person without an envelope will still be counted early and included in the first results released at 8 p.m. on election night. This method is only available inside of one of the two elections offices. Any ballot deposited into an official county drop box still requires a signed return envelope, as well as ballots returned to a polling place on election day. The county sheriff's office responded to Montaña de Oro State Park on Saturday regarding an adult male kayaker in distress. Witnesses at the scene told the sheriff's office that the kayaker was flipped over by waves and that his life vest somehow slipped off his body. In coordination with California State Parks, U.S. Coast Guard, and CAL FIRE, the kayaker's body was located. CPR was performed, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. His identity is being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. Passable City Council to review potential expenditures and revenues for fiscal year budget. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Passable City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year, which must be approved by the end of June. In the previous meetings, the council discussed and approved broader, overarching goals for the city, while its next meeting tomorrow will present estimated revenues and expenditures. Projections for fiscal year 2026-27 put the city at a small surplus of about $151,000, continuing to add on to its projected reserves of $16.6 million. The city highlights Measure J20 and I-24 as key funding sources for public safety and infrastructure needs. The police department, Paso Fire and Emergency Services, and Public Works currently remain the largest expenditures by department for the city. While the projected budget is balanced, staff also says that the budget can be adjusted based off changes approved by the city. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Save Atascadero held its 10th annual Tamale Festival this past weekend, starting on Friday and continuing into Saturday. Over 23 tamale vendors were in attendance, with the Best Tamale Contest, Tamale Eating Contest, and Chihuahua and Pet Costume Contests. The city has announced the winners of each. For overall Best Tamale, this went to Mary's Cuisine Catering of San Luis Obispo. That also won Gourmet Tamale. Traditional Tamale went to La Luz del Mundo from Victorville. The City of Atascadero sincerely thanks its sponsors, judges, volunteers, and vendors for making the 10th annual Tamale Festival a success. A TikToker was arrested on Friday in San Luis Obispo County after a follower reported him live streaming while driving under the influence. CHP spokesperson Angela Molinar said that a person called in from across the country in Kentucky, saying that a man on social media was drinking and driving while live streaming on the platform TikTok. The driver was originally reported to have been possibly drinking in the parking lot at Planet Fitness San Luis Obispo, but there was not enough information to go off that from the original call. However, dispatchers watched the live stream themselves and observed the suspect in Pismo Beach and Shell Beach. CHP officers eventually located the suspect in his vehicle on Shell Beach Drive, and he was arrested for suspicion of DUI at around 3:12 p.m. His account had more than 11,000 followers. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the White Sox 4-3, the Athletics over the Guardians 7-1, the Mets beat the Angels 5-1, the Rays over the Giants 2-1, the Dodgers beat the Cardinals 4-1, the Yankees over the Orioles 11-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Padres, the Dodgers will go against the Astros, the Angels will face the White Sox, and the Yankees will go against the Orioles. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers won their series against the Rockets in their final game on Friday, 98-78. Conference semifinals start today, and the first game of the Lakers and Thunder will be tomorrow. In California news, California, Arizona, and Nevada have proposed a voluntary water-saving measure for the next 3 years, aimed at buying time while negotiations for the shrinking Colorado River reservoirs are deadlocked. The seven states with legal rights to Colorado River waters have failed to agree on how to spread the pain of lost access. For the first time, the organization behind the Oscars has addressed the use of artificial intelligence for performances and scripts for the 2027 Academy Awards. The new rules state that the tools neither help nor harm the chances of achieving a nomination, and that the Academy will take into account the degree to which a human was at the heart of the creative authorship. A ruling issued on Friday by the U.S. Fifth U.S. Court of Appeals blocks providers from mailing prescriptions of certain abortion pills, instead requiring patients to obtain the drug in person at clinics. This would include states like California, where the pill is legal. Governor Newsom pushed back against the decision, saying California will continue to stand for a woman's right to choose and fight like hell against those who seek to reach across our border and tear that fundamental right away. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. Cape, your all news time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The House has passed its farm bill, but it does not include year-round E15 legislation, another setback for corn growers and ethanol producers. The E15 fight overshadowed farm bill action as oil patch Republicans split with ag Republicans over changes to small refinery exemptions, which is a spat that almost killed the farm bill. It resulted in the House delaying the year-round E15 vote until May 13th. Top ag Democrat Angie Craig.
I personally witnessed both sides saying that they had a gentleman's agreement to bring E15 to the floor and not to bring E15 to the floor. And I would just caution my colleagues on the other side of the aisle who believe that there is a deal to get E15 to the floor, that there are some antics and tricks related to going back to the Rules Committee that folks may be planning.
Lawmakers approved the package 224 to 200. House members also rejected an effort to block USDA from requiring electronic ID tags for cattle and bison. The bill keeps last year's higher commodity reference prices in place and raises several USDA loan limits, including up to $3 million for guaranteed operating loans. It also reauthorizes the Conservation Reserve Program at its 27 million acre cap and includes language preventing states from enforcing animal housing standards outside their borders. The bill now heads to the Senate.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. For young 4-H and FFA livestock exhibitors, the County Fair Auction Ring is the reward for months of hard work, investment, and responsibility, unless their animals don't attract buyers. But thanks to community coalitions that step in to purchase no-bid animals, kids can be spared this disappointment and financial loss. Among them is the 37th District Buyers Coalition, parents, businesses, and community groups who banded together in 2022 to support youths exhibiting at the Santa Barbara County Fair in Santa Maria. Led by former livestock exhibitors who now have children showing the ring, the group raises funds to buy auction animals and then donates the meat to nonprofits serving people experiencing food insecurity. To date, the coalition has purchased animals from 260 local kids and has donated more than 80,000 pounds of meat to local charities. This is a win-win-win, said Renly Pope, the coalition's president. The kids benefit, the community benefits, and we all feel better being a part of it. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny starting on Thursday, continuing into Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday. Upper 70s Wednesday, mid-60s on Thursday, upper 80s on Friday, low 90s on Saturday and Sunday, 86 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News time is 7:24.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mostly lower. The NASDAQ nudged higher in early trading. Crude oil prices remain elevated over the $100 a barrel mark for both Brent Crude and West Texas Intermediate. Palantir shares up more than 2.5%. It reports earnings after the Wall Street close today. Tyson Foods quarter topped expectations. High beef prices resulted in shoppers buying less meat. However, chicken sales rose in the period, and Tyson shares are up more than 1%. eBay shares up 6%. GameStop shares down nearly 5%. GameStop wants to buy eBay and make it into a bigger competitor to Amazon. And Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings is lowering expectations for this year. Shares are down 6%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
America's Judeo-Christian Foundation was affirmed by 1,000 pastors partnering with the Israeli government and the people of Israel this past December. Come hear Pastor Frank Triggs of Paso Robles as he reports on this historic event with information on the October 7th atrocities committed by Hamas and the heroism of the people of Israel. Join Pastor Frank Monday, May 4th at the monthly Slo County Tea Party meeting at Republican headquarters. Meeting starts at 6 p.m. with soda and snacks provided. Don't miss this epic presentation. See you there.
All right, don't forget, coming up, it's Mother's Day. Make sure you stop by the Floral Parlor on Spring Street for the mom or grandma in your life, and you can ask for the KPRL free delivery to help spoil mom, make things a little bit easier on you as well. Floral Parlor, open Tuesday through Saturday. Their number is 805-286-4512, located at 1321 Spring Street in Paso Robles. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real Atascadero, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is
KPRL.
Begin. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
The Morning Exchange.
All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 1, for me, I will have on the administrative fire captain from the city of Paso Robles, Mr. Ross Porter. It's that time of the year, fire season. We'll talk that. And also, Susanna's back after her maternity leave, and she will have on Steve Hayward. They'll be talking about the governor's race. The governor's race. So enjoy that this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice. Okay, last hour we had somebody calling in saying something they heard from Friday's show regarding public schools and the administration and so forth and so on. Well, here's something. This is from the National Center for Education Statistics. Now, this is across the country. The number of students decreased, this is over the past decade, and the number of teachers increased in more than 80% of the states. But the relatively modest increase in teaching was dwarfed by surging ranks of administrators and non-instructional staff. That's what's been going on. Okay? And you're having administrators, you're having aides, counselors, etc., student support. And there is a common denominator in many of the states. Although there is a decline in the students and the teachers, there is more administrators being hired. Now, here's an example here in the fine Golden State. The Los Angeles Unified School District, it has an $18.8 billion budget. But it did not lay off any employees or close any facilities despite a projected $1.6 billion deficit. All right. So you have these type of things that are going on in school districts, not only in California, but throughout large portions of this country. You have in some areas districts that reported numbers for that student-teacher ratios decreased, while student-staff ratios decreased in 17 districts. So this has been going on, going back to the late 1998. Declining enrollment, and yet you're seeing a roughly 77% boost in salaries and benefits for employee. So they care about your kids. They obviously care about your kids. What a hoot. What a hoot. All right, 238-5775, which you can also text. As I mentioned last hour when we talk about the state and the economy, when, you know, Newsom in particular brags about we're one of the biggest economies in the world, it's because of our taxes. It's from the progressive personal income tax and also the sales and corporation taxes. Now, the state's general fund, often over $200 billion annually, is supported by the people that are leaving, the high-income earners. And also the other part, when Newsom likes to brag, a lot of our budget comes from the federal funds as well. Now, the personal, the large source, which includes wages and high volume of capital gains, and this is why they can brag about that. And obviously you have the taxes on goods and services and so forth and so on. And think about this. One-third of our total state budget comes from the federal government. And this has to do with, in many instances, social programs. All right. Now, California, for money, we rely heavily on top earners. And this can cause large revenue swings, which we'll probably see with wealthy people getting out of the state. So what does that mean for all these services and so forth? We have become a California simply has received more federal money than its residents paid in federal taxes. Again, we're looking at social programs. Social programs. All right, some of you probably heard about May Day on Friday. And if you really want to have a little history lesson, I suggest that you look up May Day and its origins and the original intentions. Now, the event, it brought out people of all kinds of demonstrations, and apparently, at least here in this county, it was peaceful. And they are, here in this county at least, they were advocating against immigrant enforcement policies. So they want people to be able to come into this country illegally, and there's no ramifications. I wonder what other laws they would like to see people just turn a blind eye to. Now, these same people that were demonstrating, they also spoke for, of course, higher wages because of the energy costs. And this has to do with the war with Iran. Well, again, if they do a little bit of checking and see what it was under the Biden administration, but then also look at the policies that more than likely they voted for in this state that have caused the large increase in energy costs here in the last 5 or 6 years. But I don't think they'll do that. Maybe somebody should point that out to them. I don't know if it'll help, but it just might be fun to see. Okay. So here's something that, you know, when we hear of court cases or verdicts, we say, well, you know, this person, they only got 3 years for doing this horrific thing or 7 years or 12, whatever it may be. A lot of us are not happy with it. And then we hear some news stories where you scratch your head about the bail. So let me throw this out there. Suppose somebody gets arrested for either coming across somebody's credit card or stealing their credit card, and they get caught charging $7 for a cheeseburger on the credit card. Well, that doesn't seem like much, right? And person gets arrested for it when found out, and the bail, there are some questions on how much bail should be set. Well, in one particular case, using the $7 hamburger, and this was in California, a Superior Court judge set the bail at $75,000. And it was quite obvious that this person did not have the money to be able to do that, to come up with the percentage for the bail. So six months of jail before the final outcome. But here's the thing about this. People were complaining about the $75,000. It's unjust. It's unfair. It's not right. It's that. I mean, it goes on and on the list of people, which none of them volunteered to put the $75,000, the bond up for the bail. The people complaining about it didn't do it. Maybe they didn't do that because they found out that this person who was wasting oxygen has been arrested 60 times. So, you know, when somebody sees a headline said, you know, person imprisoned or jailed or whatever for, you know, $7 cheeseburger, there's probably a little bit more to the story than just the headline. You might want to delve into it. And somebody, I don't know how you can get arrested 60 times anyway, without ending up staying in jail for quite. All right, so again, this could be headed our way. Somebody had sent me this over the weekend and then resent because the Firefox wouldn't, they weren't compatible for whatever reason. But anyway, for the first time, California growers have to say how much groundwater they're taking. The State Water Resources Control Board ordered landowners in part of San Joaquin Valley to, they had to submit detailed reports by Friday. Farmers in Tulare and Kings County who pump more than 20 acre feet a year must register their wells and file pumping reports by, midnight this past Friday, or face late penalties. All right. Now, this is something to keep an eye on. The Water Board press release stated that while the staff has focused on helping pumpers file accurate reports, landowners filing after May 1st could face enforcement actions and penalties. And listen to this. Landowners can expect additional charges of 25% of all annual fees for each 30-day period that is not reported. The Water Board may also investigate non-reporters, calculate their usage, and charge for the cost of the investigation. So that's over there. That's not too far away, is it? Not too far away. So again, something to always be aware of and consider just because it's not in our area, just like when we have the Board of Supervisors. And, well, they're not in my district. Well, you know what? In a way, they are. In a way, they are, because their vote carries a lot of weight, particularly when it's weighted into a 3-2 favor on either side. So one way or another, we have to be aware and should be aware of our surroundings. It ain't Mayberry, folks. All right. So we'll see how this goes. This will be interesting on this reporting and over there in the valley. So I'm sure a couple of people here in the area will keep us posted on exactly what the potential could be and the ramifications and so forth. So, all righty, with that, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Passerville City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year, which must be approved by the end of June. In previous meetings, the council discussed and approved broader overarching goals for the city, while its meeting tomorrow will present estimated revenues and expenditures. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County Elections Office has announced that mail ballots will be sent out starting today, and drop boxes for voting in San Luis Obispo County early will open on Tuesday. The satellite Atascadero Elections Office will open to the public, and both it and the San Luis Obispo Elections Office will accept early voting ballots. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Day one of the U.S. military operation Project Freedom in the Strait of Hormuz.
The president calls this a humanitarian mission in the Strait of Hormuz to try to get these ships out of the Persian Gulf. Here's what he wrote on Truth Social. For the good of Iran, the Middle East, and the United States, we have told these countries that we will guide their ships safely out of these restricted waterways so that they can freely and ably get on with their business.
Fox Douglas Ader. CENTCOM says Iran made up a claim that a U.S. Navy warship was struck by Iranian missiles. The FAA investigating why a United 767 from Venice to Newark clipped a light pole on the New Jersey Turnpike and put a wheel through the windshield of a tractor trailer, but landed safely. The trucker slightly injured. D.C. federal court hearing today on jail conditions for the California man charged with attempting to assassinate the president at the D.C. Hilton. America's listening to Fox News.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line. We just trying to catch a good time.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at SalinasValleyFair.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
County weather.
Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Same store, same location since 1968. Clouds today and some sun. Highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Cloudy upper 60s on your Tuesday. And then we'll start to warm up just a little bit. Well, a lot, actually. All right, Wednesday will be in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Thursday, Friday upper 80s. Saturday and Sunday low 90s. And a week from today, mid-80s. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:08 a.m., 7:52 p.m. We are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, and remember, they are your Honda power equipment dealer. Moving gently along here on this Monday edition on The Right Choice. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Wine and Dine Pour Fest for our heroes. Wine, beer, food, silent, and live auction at the Stray Warbird Museum. Coming up June 6th. June 6th, this is to help out Honor Flight Central Coast. And let's see here, only $100 per person, and sponsorships are available. Tickets are limited, so buy now. And again, tickets proceeds benefit Honor Flight CCC, Central Coast, of course. And for more information, you can go to Honor Flight. It's honorflightccc.org to get those tickets and information, and if you'd like to help sponsor. All right. Also, what's on the community calendar? The Senior Wellness Fair put on by the Cuesta College Nursing Program is scheduled May 12th. May 12th. And this is at the Paso Robles Senior Center on Scott Street. Booths will include memory evaluation, healthy living strategies, balance evaluation, and much, much more. Come and support your future nurses, all right? Take advantage of this, folks. You'll be getting some evaluations and so forth. Again, it's Tuesday, May 12th, from 11 until 3:30 at the Senior Center on Scott Street. Your community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, Sunday.
Happy.
At 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock, birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. It's getting close. They're having that special event with buyers coming to store to buy your jewelry and art May 19th through the 21st. All right. Let's see here. Our local celebrities as we start the week. Anthony Calvins is having a birthday. Blythe Anderson, Adam Burchez, Jamie Hernandez, Walt Bacon, Benjamin Bowes, Judy Gibbs, Bill Lahr, whatever. Let's see here, Coulter Schlang, Trago Wallace is having a birthday. We have Lily Nygren, Pete Dakin, John Laird, Kevin Barter, and Terry Bolware, as well as Janice Smith. Those are your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, here we go. What a man! Horace Mann, the father of public education. I wonder what he'd think now. 1796, 1859. Cardinal Spellman was born in 1889, 1967. Ed Cassidy from Taj Mahal and Spirit and others, 1923, 2012. Let's see here. Another music guy, trumpet player, trombone and other horns, Maynard Ferguson. 1928-2006. Betsy Rawls, golf champ, 1928-2023. Oh, the actress. Audrey Hepburn, 1929-1993. The drummer from Procol Harum, William James Iden, 1930-2004. Harlan Hill. Who's Harlan Hill? You ever heard of the Harlan Hill Trophy? Well, that goes to Division III football, and he was quite the football player, All-American and so forth, played for the Bears and the Steelers, and yes, it is. It's the player given to the NCAA Division, II, named after him. Anyway, Harlan Hill was born in 1932. He died in 2013. King of the surf guitar, Dick Dale, 1937-2019. Oh, I just love this song, Can I Change My Mind? Oh, man, it is just, it's so good. Tyrone Davis, the soul singer, 1938-2005. Nicholas Ashford, Ashford and Simpson, you may recall. 1941-2011, no relation, but I did have an Uncle George. George Will, the columnist, 1941. From the Trogs, Wild Thing. Ronnie Bond, 1943. Onward we go on the list from the Jackson 5. Jackie Jackson, 1951. From Motley Crue, Mick Mars, 1951. Whatever Happened to Pia Zadora, 1954. Let's see. Oh, man. Yes, indeed. Oh, boy. This guy could sing. He's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Country singer, Randy Travis, 1959. From Bucks Fizz, the group, singer Jay Ashton, 1961. Onward, we continue to go. The co-founder of Green Day, Mike Dint, or something like that, 1972. The actress from The X-Files, Emily Perkins, 1977. Good linebacker. Played for the Steelers. James Harrison, 1978. Lance Bass from NSYNC, 1979. Oh, you may have heard of this golfer from Northern Ireland, Rory McIlroy, 1989. All righty, passing away on this day, certainly. Mo Howard, Moses Harry Horwitz. Mo passed away in 1975. He was the leader of the Three Stooges, the original Three Stooges. Zeta Thompson, the actress, she passed away in 2011. Dom DeLuise, 2009. Let's see here. Now, okay. Alvie Moore died in 1997. Who is he? Well, okay. Good morning, Mr. Douglas. He was Hank Gimble in the classic television show, Green Acres. Anyway, yeah, he passed away in 1997. That's quite the kick. Matter of fact, it went like this. Good morning, Mr. Douglas. Well, it's not a good morning, but it's not a bad morning either. Classic comedy right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list. He dropped out of school in ninth grade. And he committed a number of crimes, including reckless driving and resisting arrest, stealing knives and watches from a local store. And at the age of 17, he was arrested for public intoxication and faced imprisonment. I guess the simple thing to say is that music saved him. Music saved him. And boy, did it ever. Although he's had a couple of issues, what, 10 years ago or something like that. He's a North Carolina guy. His birth name was Randy Bruce Trawick. All right, you know him as Randy Travis. Now, he's recorded over 20 studio albums and charted more than 50 singles on the Billboard Hot Country charts, including 16 that reached the number one position. His accolades include 7 Grammys, 11 AMC Awards, 8 Dove Awards, star on the Hollywood Hall of Fame. He's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. And he's had some health issues other than just doing some stupid things a few years ago. And he's also been co-writer with quite a few of the famous writers in Nashville, including Paul Overstreet, Don Schlitz. He was big time stuff like that. And his baritone voice has been compared to Lefty Frizzell, Haggard, and Jones. A little bit of somewhat different, especially I think with the Lefty Frizzell. But anyway, he's also acted in some movies and a full career and so forth, which started out as a youngster, not too well. So forth. But anyway, he's kind of turned things around and just an amazing voice. And he has had some health problems in the last few years. And he's also, he produced some sessions with some other people as well. So he kind of got, a little bit versatile. But one of his starts, though, was with Singer from the 70s. Because Randy is really, if you go to the early to mid-80s, is when his career really blossomed. But Joe Stampley was one of those great singers with Mo Bandy and some of the others of the 70s and so forth. So we started things out, and they progressed. Like, a lot of things, when you go look back on somebody's career, they just didn't show up and bang, they're there. It may happen every once in a while, but for the most part, it's called, they've got a little bit of earning. And also, he's performed with everybody, including Lori Morgan and so forth, Barbara Mandrell, et cetera. He's done duets. He's done duos. Quite the career. And he even made a little bit of a comeback a few years ago. Similar to another guy that got in trouble, Tracy Lawrence. But Randy Travis goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. City of Atascadero held its 10th annual Tamale Festival this weekend, starting on Friday and continuing into Saturday. Over 23 tamale vendors were in attendance with the Best Tamale Contest, Tamale Eating Contest, and Best Costume Contests held. The County Sheriff's Office responded to an incident at Montaña de Oro State Park on Saturday regarding an adult male kayaker in distress. The kayaker was flipped over by waves, and his life vest slipped off his body. He was rescued and CPR was performed, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
And Randy Travis suffered a stroke back in 2013 that set him back a little bit, and he has made some appearances at the Grand Ole Opry. Actually, they're quite moving to see, and the crowd's reaction is pretty amazing. All right, one more to go this hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.